At most music festivals, there is plenty of activity. You can run from stage to stage, listening to a variety of genres of music. You can sample food, ranging from pizza to gyros to biscuits. You can even visit a number of vendors selling a whole host of items, including clothing, jewelry, and capes. Yesterday afternoon, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda headed to Mulberry Mountain, the site of Yonder Mountain String Band's Harvest Music Festival. While she was on the mountain, she stopped by Turnip the Beat, a shop run by Brandy Young and her boyfriend, Johnny Wilson.
My name is Brandy, and I'm from Asheville, North Carolina.
And what's the name of your shop here?
Turnip the Beat.
Cool. I like it. Did you come up with that?
I took off the lettuce and made it Turnip the Beat.
And is this your first time at Harvest Festival?
Yeah.
How did you hear about it?
Through online.
And why did you decide to come to this festival?
Just seemed like no better place to be.
Do you travel the festival circuit?
Yeah, I do.
Where were you before here?
Last weekend in Tennessee at the Fly Free Festival.
And how many festivals do you go to?
Probably about 50 a year.
So what's the process like for you to get ready to come from your hometown to wherever you go? Once you're out on the road, are you on the road for a while?
Pretty much on the road. My cat lives in Asheville, North Carolina. We don't. Even though we have a house there, our cat is living there. But it's a lot of work in hotels and here, there, and everywhere in between.
How long does it take you to pack up and get ready to go?
It just depends. Anywhere from an hour to 6 hours.
Well, for our listeners, can you tell us a little bit about what you have for sale here at your shop?
Sure. We have wire wraps, all done by hand, and with gemstones. And we have hand-painted hats and clothing from India that's all hand-batiked. Mostly everything's handmade. So,
how did you decide on what type of items you want to sell?
Something that's always evolving and changing. I've been in this business 20 years. I started on a Grateful Dead tour making spinner dresses, and that evolved from one thing to another. I had one of the largest eBay stores for 10 years, selling imports, back doing my craft again, and back here with you.
Well, let's see, what are you working on right now? You're working on a hat.
I am, custom hat. She bought the hat. She wants it to represent the festival, so I've added Harvest 2013 to it.
And some of this jewelry here, these pendants and these...
The gems we pick up all over on our travels and go to, like, wholesale gem shows as well.
Do you make these rings or any of these other wire jewelry here?
My boyfriend does all the wire work. I do all the hats.
And how do you decide on your different artwork on the hats? There's an owl and an eye.
It's kind of whatever I'm feeling like making. I'm doing a peacock next. I've got that in my brain. That's up next.
And these, the clothing that you get from India, is it difficult to get clothing imported from out of the country?
Not really. And my emphasis on the clothing is a lot less these days because there are a lot of people doing it. So I've tried to get back more into my craft, even though I could be online selling a lot more, making a lot more money. I'm trying to ease back on that and get back to making things from scratch, kind of.
And how do you select your pieces?
Mostly everything I select, I try not to buy things in bulk. I try to more hand pick it out, and I travel and do that different places. But kind of have dealt with some of the same people for a long time too, when it comes to picking out imports.
So what is it about going to music festivals and selling your items there? Why is that something that you want to do? Like you said, you've been in this 20 years.
Yeah, well, like I said, I've gotten out of it as well and did the online thing for years. But, it's good. It's good for your soul to be out and meeting with people and creating and putting it out into the universe. And that's pretty much why.
Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda filed that story yesterday from Mulberry Mountain near Ozark. The Yonder Mountain String Band's Harvest Music Festival continues today and tomorrow.